We have the activity at the school right now, and you've heard about the new aviation courses coming into the school, and that's just part of the activities that are going on there. We've established aviation corners in the high school and junior high school libraries where aviation periodicals are available for students to pick up and to enjoy, and we replenish that every so often, so there's always a big supply for kids to take. We mentor the aviation club at the high school, hosting field trips for them at aviation facilities in the area that they're interested in. They decide on where they want to go and what they want to see, and recently visited the Sheriff's Aviation Department, and they visited also the businesses located at the airport so they could see firsthand some of those aviation careers that are represented directly here. One morning, we actually hosted the entire sophomore class of Mountain Home High School at the airport, 300 students, giving them a chance to get up close and personal with airplanes and pilots. And we all had a good time doing that. And from the word we got, they had a good time being there. And just last week, we hosted a group of 13 educators from the high school as they wanted to learn about the available aviation careers to better prepare their students. So a lot going on.
A lot going on. You guys are very busy over there. Now, Gerald, you mentioned something big was coming for the bombers next school year. Can you give us a little more details, or is it under wraps? What's going on?
Well, it's sure not under wraps. In fact, registration for the new aviation courses is going on right now. It's a brand new aviation career pathway. It's good for all four grades, 9th through 12th grades. The school board approved to add this curriculum last August, and it's taken only 6 months, really, to get it approved through the state, get a teacher designated, and begin registering students for the new courses. We thought it was about time our bombers had a set of aviation classes, and we were glad to be part of bringing it to them. They are science, technology, engineering, and math, that famous STEM abbreviation that is taught using aviation principles. And during the last 2 years, the 11th and 12th grades, the students can choose whether to go towards earning a commercial FAA drone license on graduation or earning all of the knowledge requirements passed for the FAA private pilot certificate. So they are certified coming right out of high school, ready to plunge forward in aviation careers if they choose to do that.
Now, are you guys seem like pretty busy already. Are you guys going to be in the classroom teaching the classes?
Not me.
I think Dr. Vester's busy at the hospital and working with his patients. We do have a professional educator, Doug Muir, who's in there and a veteran of the school district, who volunteered to teach it. He attended a national symposium on the aviation STEM curriculum in Memphis in November and met with 400 other educators who are currently teaching this curriculum across the country in 700 high schools now. 44 of them are in our neighboring state, Oklahoma, and we now are the fifth high school to pick up the aviation STEM curriculum as an opportunity for our students here in Mountain Home. So we will definitely be supporting Mr. Muir in the classroom with our local pilots and providing aviation experiences for the students at the airport and on field trips like we've been doing for the aviation club. So local pilots will be very much active in supporting that educational experience, but we'll have a pro teacher doing the job.